Okay, part two of Feeling Av in Menachem Av. Our learning should be in Tzchus. Refuah Shlema from Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Bernuka Pesoch Shechoy Yisrael. Rav Biederman, Rav Melech Biederman writes such a beautiful idea, and a few things we're gonna say from his Torah. Rav Biederman writes from the Zohar Chodesh, who tells us that Av, the month of Av, means father. And what's the mazel? We know that every month has the mazel, has a mazel, something that represents the month. Al pi Kabbalah. The mazel of the month of Av is a lion. A lion signifies chesed. So Av is really a good month. It's a month of kindness. It's a month of compassion. It's a month of love and care. Says Rav Biederman, then how do we see that love and care? And Rav Biederman quotes the Kedushas Levi. And the Kedushas Levi writes, sometimes chesed can hurt, and sometimes it can be frightening. And Kedushas Levi writes, and I'm just paraphrasing the English, Hashem Yisbarach destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and we are in Golus, but it is surely all for Klal Yisrael's benefit. Hashem will have rachem on us. Hashem will rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and it will be even more magnificent than it was before. That which presently appears to be negative is actually all for Klal Yisrael's benefit. And we must know that. And says Rav Biederman, know that Av is filled with the month of chesed. The mazel of the month of Av is a lion. And lions sometimes can be frightening. But says Rav Biederman from the Kedushas Levi, that really down deep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroying the Beis Hamikdash was actually the biggest kiss. It was the biggest kiss. How do you understand that as the biggest kiss? Look at the words of the Chasam Sofer, Rav Biederman brings. From the Drashos and Zayin Av. I couldn't find it inside, but he writes it from the Drashos and Zayin Av. The Chasam Sofer, Zechuso Gendel, writes, if I weren't afraid, I would say that Tisha B'Av is a happy day. Because due to the destruction of the building of the Beis Hamikdash, of both of the Mikdashos, we were destroyed. We survived. Kodesh Baruch Hu took out his anger on the wood and stone, but we survived. Kodesh Baruch Hu took out his anger, says the Chasam Sofer, in order that we would survive. It was a choice between the building and us, and the fact that he destroyed the building and not us shows us that Kodesh Baruch Hu truly loves us. The crying in the morning each year is for new devastations. Due to our many sins, the curses and the tzaras become greater each day. But says the Chasam Sofer, we should be praising Hashem on Tisha B'Av, and that is the reason Tisha B'Av is called a moed. So much so is that we don't even say tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Says the Chasam Sofer, you want to know why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I was a choice between the building or the people. I chose to destroy the building. I chose to destroy the building and not Klal Yisrael. Because my relationship with Klal Yisrael is eternal. It's forever. It's feeling Av in the month of in the Menachem Av. It's feeling Av even in the middle of Choshech. It's feeling the Father even in the middle of coronavirus, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world in a total disarray, and no one knows what's happening. No one can predict. Everyone has their different plans for school, for shul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm here. It was between the building or you. I chose the building to destroy, but I chose you to survive. And this is exactly what Rav Biederman writes from the Kedushas Levi, another beautiful Kedushas Levi. He says, if you look in Eicha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yod, the Pasuk says, Dov Arev Huli Li Aryeh Bamistarim. He was like a bear in ambush, like a lion in hiding. Says the Kedushas Levi, a bear in ambush represents the Golus, but Aryeh, we must know that it is really kindness, b'mistarim, in concealment. Dov arev huli. It looks like a barren in ambush. And it looks scary and it looks dark. And that represents the gullus, and that represents the destruction and the gullus and the COVID. And then all the terrible tsars that we've had throughout all the years, but specifically this year with the virus. But we must know Aryeh b'mistarim. Aryeh, we know, says the Kedushas Levi, and the Rebbeim explain that Aryeh represents the chesed. B'mistarim, it's hidden. And it's concealment. But at the end of the day, don't just look at the concealed. Don't just look at the darkness and say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu hates us. The fact that it's dark, the fact that there is sadness and pain in the world, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I want to have a relationship with you. And that's what Rav Biederman writes. Rav Biederman writes that Zohar Chodesh tells that the lion represents chesed. And the Kedushas Levi says, we might not see that it's all for our benefit, but we know down deep that it's truly for our benefit. Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on us. And at the end of the day, he could have taken it on us as a Chasam Sofer, but he chose it to take it on the building. And we must know that even if it's Dov Arev Hula Li, it might look like a bear in ambush, but Ari Bemistarim, the lion, the kindness, is in concealment. Chodesh Baruch Hu's mamish leah. Listen to this mashal of the Nesiv HaShalom. The Nesiv HaShalom writes, you know, when you take your kid for a strep test, one of the worst things, I hate doing this, I dislike this very much, going to the doctor to get a strep test. They put that wooden stick down your throat, it's the worst. So it says in the Nesiv HaShalom, your father goes there with his son, and the son knows that the father loves him so much. And this guy with a big white jacket comes and puts this wooden stick down his throat. And he looks at his father and he says, how can you let this doctor do this to me? He's putting down this wooden stick down my throat. He's killing me. He's hurting me. He's really hurting me. How is my father letting this happen? But little does the boy not know that the father has his ultimate benefit in mind, because that wooden stick needs to go down. Because the doctor needs to see whether that kid has strep or not. And that's what the Nesiv HaShalom, that's this whole time period. The fact that there's destruction and pain, the fact that we might have another Tisha B'Av, the fact that we've had this coronavirus, the fact that we've had all this pain amongst all of Klai Yisrael for all these years shows that it's really coming from a place of love. It's really coming from a place of tremendous care and tremendous kindness. And just like that mashal, where that kid, that little 4 or 5 year old kid looks back at his father and says, why are you letting this happen? We can't be like the 4 or 5 year child. We have to understand that even behind the scenes, there's something much greater happening. And this is what the Kedushas Levi writes in one of his teachings on Tisha B'Av as well, in Megillas Eicha, at the end of Eicha, Eicha, Perakei, Pasuk Chav Alf, and Chav Beis, we say, Hashivinu Hashem Elecha, v'nashuvah chadeh sheminu kikedem, ki imos ma'astanu kafatz talinu ad ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should return us to the days of old. For if you have utterly rejected us, you have already been exceedingly rough against us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've hated us so much. Says the Kedushas Levi, such a beautiful idea, listen to this. He says, there's two types of divorces. There's a divorce, says the Gemara in Gidin, on Daf Tzadi Amadaf. There's a divorce where, unfortunately, there was an action that was done between a husband and a wife. Someone cheated, and that was Erevas Dover. And we know when there's Erevas Dover, the halacha is Osir Lachzir of Leika Chosa. It's brought down in Eben Ezer, Simon Yud. Rechman Al Tzon, if someone cheats on their wife, someone cheats on their husband, they cannot come back. But we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, ki imas mas tano, our relationship should not be like the first one, it should be like the second one. What's the reason why sometimes people get divorced? Says the Kedusha Shlevi, shemegarish ishto machmas tichi lo simcha chen be'enov. They lost that sparkle for their spouse. They lost that chen that they had. And for that reason, but there wasn't any chas v'shalom erva done there. There wasn't any lunis happened there. And for that type of divorce, what's the halacha? Mutter lachzir of likachosa, and this is the Kedusha Slevi says, Hashivina Hashem Elech v'nashuva. We ask the Rebbe Shem, return to us. And the Al Tomar Chatzah Shem Shagir Shosan Machmas Ervas Dover v'nimtza Oz Likach Shuvah Sano. Zeino, we ask the Rebbe Shem, don't take us away because we did something bad and we defiled our relationship on the first type of divorce and the erva. No, Zeino. Means not that I did something bad, but I lost favor in our eye. I lost favor in your eye. I lost the chen, the twinkle. I lost that favor. Not because I did something wrong and something terrible that I cheated on a husband and a wife, chas v'shalom, but ki imaos maas tanu. And for that, we know the halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer Simon Yod, at the end of the day, for that. So that's what he says, Shivein Hashem. Ki Malos Malos Tanu was talking about the second type of divorce. That we maybe lost the chen. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, we lost the chen that usually have for Klai Yisrael, but we asked Rabbeinu Shem that you should return to us. Not because of Chas V'Shalom, something we did, but of Ki Malos Malos Tanu, because we maybe might have lost that chen for that one moment. But we know there's going to come a time very soon, Hashivein Hashem Levecha. Maybe that's why we end, even after Ki Malos Malos Tanu, we say Hashivinu again. Hashivinu Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should remember that. And we have to remember these beautiful ideas from Rabbi Biederman, from the Kedushas Levi, that even if it's a bear in hiding, we have no Ari v'Mistarim, the Chasam Sofer who said to Mamash, you'd be scared to say Tisha B'Av is a happy day, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen the building and the people. He chose to destroy the building and not the people. And the Nesiv HaShalom, remember, it says to take the mashal of that kid in the doctor's office, and that he's looking at his father, and he's letting the stranger put down this wooden stick. Yeah, it's for your ultimate benefit. And the Kedushas Levi who says there are two types of divorces. The first one that a person can never come back from is Chas V'Shalom, someone is immoral and cheats on their spouse. We ask the Rebbeinu Shem, no, ki amos maos tanu, because we just lost favor in your eye. That's why you should bring us back. And this is exactly what Rebbe Shlomo says in this last mimer we said at the part one, and we're going to end off with Rebbe Shlomo for type two. There are two types of fathers, says Rebbe Shlomo Karbach. I can walk into a house and see a father giving a zetz to his child. But it doesn't seem that it hurts him to spank his baby. He just does it. A lot of parents are like this. Parenthetically, they do it out of anger. But says Reb Shlomo, or I could see another father giving a zetz to his baby, and the father is mamish crying the whole time. While he's spanking his child, he's telling the kid, I hope you know how much it hurts me to have to spank you. It hurts me to spank you. Do you think Hashem wasn't crying when he had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Do you think it didn't hurt him so much, says Reb Shlomo? We don't learn what kind of father the Ribbono Shel is from the good thing he does for us. We learn this from the Churban Beis HaMikdash, from the destruction of the Holy Temple. We learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, Davka from the Churban, Davka from the destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should feel the Av, the Menachem Av. We should take these ideas from the Svarim HaKadoshim, from the Kiddush HaLevi, from the Chasam Sofer, from the Nesiv HaShalom, the other Kiddush HaLevi, from Shlomo, to understand, don't just view the destruction as hate and pushing us away, but view the destruction and view the darkness in one's life as pulling us in, as beneficial for us. It's mandatory for us, and it's really showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love for us. We should always be zocha to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, even amongst the choshech, even amongst the darkness. And Be'ez Hashem, Hashivinu Hashem Alecha v'Nashiv L'Chadosh Aminu Kikadim, to come back to Yerushalayim together. Be'ez Hashem Yisparach Shchach.